Welcome to Elite Insights on Elite Achievement. These mini episodes deliver quick, actionable ideas to help you lead with clarity, stay focused, and make meaningful progress toward your goals. Have you ever ended your workday thinking, I can't make one more decision? I recently noticed how even the simple question my husband would ask, what do you want for dinner? Meaning he's going to order us dinner, has been hard for me to answer. So I got curious about what might be going on. Q4 tends to be a busy time in my business with travel and planning sessions to support leadership teams, but this year has felt different. It's felt extra. When I looked into what might be causing that, I learned about cognitive demand and a light bulb went off for me. As a high performer, you might relate. You're likely in nonstop output mode this time of year, wrapping up projects, pushing for goals, meeting with your team to plan and strategize for the new year, all while managing personal commitments for the holidays. If you've been ending your day feeling more exhausted than usual, you might also be in a cognitively demanding season. You still have your usual client meetings or leadership calls and team conversations, but now you're layering on planning, strategy, and high-stakes decision-making. That's extra work on top of an already full calendar, and this extra work requires deeper, more focused thought. Maybe you've noticed subtle signs as well. Simple choices like what to have for dinner suddenly feel hard. Or your creativity or decision-making feels a bit slower. Or maybe you even crave simplicity or an escape. If you've been daydreaming about a tropical vacation because your brain is seeking relief, you're not alone. These are clues that you're not just busy, but you're thinking deeply all day long. And that level of sustained mental effort leads to a different kind of fatigue, one that doesn't come from the time you've spent working, but from the depth of thought required. A cognitively demanding season is a period of time where your work requires sustained high-level thinking, not just doing. It's when the majority of what you're working on involves strategic decision-making, problem-solving, creative thinking, emotional and mental presence. You're not just executing tasks. You're context switching, processing information, and thinking deeply all day long. The mental load can be heavy. It's the kind of work that stretches your brain more than your schedule, and that's why it feels different. You might feel like you're behind, even when you're giving everything you've got. By the time you get to your personal or family task, you feel drained. You crave a break, but can't see where that fits into your schedule. And that leaves you wondering, is something wrong? It's not. You're not failing. You're fatigued because you're carrying a heavy mental load. When we're mentally exhausted, our brains naturally crave relief, and that relief can disguise itself as clarity. So you might find yourself thinking things like, something's got to give. Maybe I should stop offering this service. Maybe I need to change my client model. Maybe I should restructure my team. These thoughts feel productive because they offer a sense of control when your mind is overloaded. But in reality, they're attempts to escape the discomfort of cognitive demand. When your brain is tired, it wants relief, and sometimes it confuses that relief with clarity. If a big idea or a change comes up when you're in a cognitively demanding season, write it down, but wait on executing. Revisit the ideas or changes once you've had rest and space to reflect, because clarity that lasts feels calm and not urgent. So sometimes the best decision you can make in a cognitively demanding season is to not make one at all. You might be wondering, what can I do in a cognitively demanding season? And there are a few simple shifts that can help you think and lead more effectively without changing your entire calendar or making decisions that are going to be really hard to undo. First is naming it. Naming it is the first step toward relief. When you say, I'm in a cognitively demanding season, you shift from frustration to understanding. It changes your self-talk from, why can't I get more done? To, of course, this feels heavy. I'm using my brain at full capacity. When you acknowledge where you are, you stop fighting yourself and start planning accordingly. Also, learn to discern real deadlines from self-imposed ones. High achievers tend to give everything equal urgency, but not every task is truly time sensitive. Ask yourself, is this deadline real or is it one I've made up? This helps protect your focus for what must get done and release guilt for what needs to be put off or what can wait. Simplify decisions wherever possible. Decision fatigue compounds mental load. So automate, delegate, or pre-decide the small things. What to wear, when to work out, what to eat, even what task to do on which days will help you simplify. And this gives you more capacity for the work that actually requires your brain power. And as difficult as it might be, protect recovery as seriously as output. Deep thinking drains your energy just like physical activity. Recovery might look like sleep, or walking, or journaling, or being quiet, taking true breaks from your screens. Recovery is not optional. It's the recharge that will help sustain your clarity and your creativity. Protecting your recovery helps you get through demanding seasons, and it also gives you the space to notice what the season might be teaching you. Because sometimes cognitive demand is more than a season. It isn't temporary. It's showing you that something in your work or your business has evolved. Maybe the complexity of your business has increased. Maybe your clients' challenges require deeper strategic thinking. Or maybe the kind of work you're doing now simply asks more of you than it used to. When that happens, it's important to pause and ask, is this a demanding season? Or has something in my business or role shifted? Because there's a difference. A season stretches you for a period of time. It has a beginning, middle, and end. A shift changes what your normal looks like. A season requires endurance, while a shift requires evolution. If rest restores your energy, it's probably a season. If rest helps, but the load returns the minute you're back, that's a sign you're in a shift, and it may be time to redesign how you work to match the next level you're leading at. If you're in a cognitively demanding season, you might not be able to lighten the load immediately, but you can interpret it differently. You can separate the real deadlines from the ones you've made up, protect your recovery, and notice whether the season is temporary or if it's revealing how your business has grown. And again, you're not the only one navigating a cognitively demanding season. Many of the leaders and high performers I work with value one-on-one coaching because it gives them a protected space to think, a place to step out of the day-to-day execution and work on the business instead of in the business. It's where they can process what's working, what's changing, and what's next with a strategic thought partner who helps them think clearly and lead intentionally. And if your business has shifted and become more complex, one-on-one coaching creates the structure to help you navigate that next level with confidence. Check out the show notes to learn more about what it's like to have one-on-one coaching with me. You showed up and invested in your growth, and that commitment adds up. I appreciate you taking the time to listen, and I hope you're leaving with an idea you'll implement to move closer to your goals. If today's insight inspired you, I'd love for you to leave a review and let me know what stood out. And be sure to follow Elite Achievement so you never miss an episode. Keep showing up with the effort, mindset, and habits that lead to elite achievement.